should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody. How are you today? It is Maggie, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show here on Orion Talk Radio Network. Are you glad it's Friday? I am. Actually, I was trying to get out of doing my show today. I actually had asked a couple other people, but they were tied up and couldn't fill in for me. So I was stuck giving you my unsolicited opinion, and I feel stuck today only because I didn't feel like doing it. Usually I don't mind sitting here giving you my unsolicited opinion and bringing other people's unsolicited opinion. Well, actually, it is a solicited opinion out of other people because I solicit them to join me on the show and give their unsolicited opinion. So there is a little solicitation going on. I do solicit them for their unsolicited opinion. And then they join me as I give my unsolicited opinion. And then we're both giving opinions. One unsolicited, one solicited. I'm just rambling out here. So anyway, so let me give you the number in case you'd like to join me as I talk to myself for the next 2 hours. 888-320-6151. 888-320-6151. Now, I don't know why people don't call in as often as I used to like to call radio shows before I started doing my own radio show. I used to call, and of course it was always infuriating to me, not on alternative media, but on regular mainstream media. They'd jerk your chain, sit there for half an hour or 45 minutes before they'd take your call, and then of course the topic you wanted to comment on, they always, you know, blew you off, or you only had like 30 seconds or 45 seconds, or well, I shouldn't say that. A lot of the times I was able to give my opinion for a couple of minutes because of course I was always vocal, and not not your average bear, and that's not meant to be a slight against anybody. It just, I was always saying something controversial out of the norm of what most other people were saying when I would call into these shows. But anyway, it always kind of pissed me off that, they'd only stay on a topic like 15 minutes or something. It would seem like for 15 minutes they'd have a guest on. They'd allow them to talk for 4 or 5 minutes. They'd take a couple calls. Then they'd hit a commercial, and that would be the end of the end. And it always annoyed me because there was so much more to be explored with the topic that they would bring a particular guest on for. It always aggravated me. That's why on my show, I give the guests, if they want it anyway, they get both hours to talk about whatever it is they talk about, because that way you can get a lot more information out there and really explore a topic in a lot more detail than you can with these 15-minute sound bites. But then again, we know here on alternative media why they do these 15-minute sound bites, don't they? Don't we? Yeah, we do. That's why we're alternative media, right? Because we know what it's all about. We know what's going on. We have got it figured out, don't we? And it ain't looking good. So I'm back in the kitchen doing battle with the mice again. I'm telling you, these evil SOBs, really. I have nothing against Mickey. I honestly don't. I like Mickey Mouse, but I don't want him in my kitchen. So I'm back into the Clorox action, disinfecting everything. Makes me nuts. Because you think you got it all down. You think you got the bugger staying outside, right? And then you see mouse poop in the drawer. And then, of course, I'm like nuts about that kind of stuff. And so then I have to take everything out and, you know, throw it all in vats of boiling Clorox water. You know, not really, not boiling, but, you know, you just think of, like, mouse poop all around, and it's rather gross. So anyway, so this has been the summer and into autumn of my discontent, I guess I could say, because first it was the ants, and they're still around, believe it or not. I'm telling you, I am here today to speak and to testify to the truth that they are genetically modifying these little bastards, and I'll tell you why, because the ants can't get rid of them either. So the springtime, it starts off with the ants. The ants come marching in. And then the dogs start bringing fleas in. And, of course, here in my, you know, sometimes I like to think I'm brilliant, though other people might beg to differ with me. But here I'm thinking, and I remember in the beginning of the summer when I had the dog, the one dog I saw fleas on, and I thought, wow, well, the other dog's not scratching. So I had given the two dogs flea baths. And I thought, well, Liddy, he doesn't seem to be bothered by the fleas. And then I took a look at him, and the dog was lousy with fleas. He just didn't seem to be scratching like the others for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe he just wasn't as sensitive to their bites or something. Who knows? Anyway, so then the whole parade of fighting fleas came into play, and we'd give the dogs the flea baths. I know I've been on this kick, and I've talked about it before, but I can't help it because it drives me crazy. I don't like any kind of bug. I shouldn't say that. I don't mind bugs. I don't kill the spiders in my house and that stuff. They can live here. I don't mind it. I just don't want them crawling on surfaces where I don't like ants crawling around on the kitchen counters. I don't like mice poop anywhere around my food, and I don't like the thought of fleas crawling around either. There's probably other things on the list. If I was to make a list, if I was to spend this Friday afternoon making a list of things that I don't like crawling around, I would be able to expand on it. But I'm not sure anybody listening really gives a rat's rear end about what I don't or do like crawling on my counters, if indeed I like or don't like anything at all. So I'm not going to talk about any of that crap anymore. Maybe. But I might deviate and I might get off onto a tangent talking about the fleas because they're just driving me crazy. And it's really, I'm telling you, it's only like one or two. It's not like the house was lousy with fleas. It never was because I was going crazy vacuuming every day, vacuuming the dogs, vacuuming the furniture, giving them flea baths, buying all this holistic crap that they claim will put this peppermint oil and all this other crap on, and that'll kill the fleas, and don't waste your money because it doesn't work. Ain't nothing like good old DDT. If you want to kill something, bring out the big guns, bring out the DDT. Of course, I didn't have any DDT. I'm just exaggerating, but you get the point. Anyway, the flea battle continues. It's not commencing. It continues. The flea baths go on. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, that's why I know I am living proof that these evil SOBs are genetically modified, because it used to be easy to kill ants. Now you can't kill them. It's like they have nine lives. They really do. See, we're going to succumb to the insect world. We really are. I believe that. Of course, I know a mouse is not an insect, but we will. The insects will rule the world. And some of them have two legs. Ha ha. Anyway, so I was watching this movie this morning when I woke up, and I was flipping around because I can't watch the news anymore. I mean, haven't you OD'd on news? Haven't you OD'd on this propaganda, these pricks, these purveyors of propaganda out there? Haven't you OD'd on them for one lifetime? I'm telling you, I have. So I just don't really want to know anything they're saying anymore. I really can't stand even looking at this crap because it's such crap. And then here's the bigger thing that's so hard to get people to see. Is this dialectic that we're sucked into, and we're constantly sucked into it. Doesn't matter what it is, there's an opposite to it, and we can combine it together and synthesize it together and come up with a new opposite and a new problem and so on and so forth, and a thesis and an antithesis and a synthesis, and it goes on to infinity, doesn't it? So after a while, you just got to pull yourself out of this crap. So I was watching a Hallmark-type show this morning, which was very good. Really was. It was very pleasant. One of those pleasant movies to watch, you know, like Hallmark card, right? I mean, isn't that the purpose of it? Warm the cockles of your heart, make you feel good, make you have hope, lift your spirits. I mean, that's why they make them. Tug at your heartstrings. You know, that's why they do that stuff. Anyway, I was watching one about this boy, orphan boy, 1600s. John Voight was in it. A dog named Flanders, I think, was the name of it. Something like that. Anyway, I was watching that this morning, and before I got out of bed, because when I wake up, I usually, you know, turn on the TV. Lots of times I do. Not always, but sometimes. And so I thought, well, I don't want to deal with the news, because what are they going to tell you? Just the same old propaganda. Same crap. Different day. So I thought I'd start the day off with a little Hallmark illusion. Anyway, this movie that I watched was set around in the 1600s, you know, and very tough life for people then. And it made me think, of course, you can't get away from, when you know about what's going on, you can't get away from it no matter where you look or what you watch. Because everything, at least for me, everything is like all the roads lead to Rome, and it is, everything reminds you of an aspect of this. And I was thinking about this impoverished little homeless orphan boy in the 1600s. trying to survive. And I was thinking, wow, you know, this is what life will be like for the people who are left behind here. I hear the cue music. This is Maggie. I'm going to break. I'll be back. See you in three.
Flawless Science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Imagine a world with natural clouds, clean air, clean water, and natural food. Why in the world are they spraying? If you love your family, if you love your children, if you love our planet, it's time to get involved. In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why has our weather been changing? Are the long white lines in the sky changing our weather? Could there be a monetary and political agenda behind these damaging programs? Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
If you're a property manager and need to add rental listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info added to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter tweet, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per listing per month, and you can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Property Managers, loopnorth.com. If you're a realtor and need to add listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info from your MLS data provider to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per day. You can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Realtors, loopnorth.com.
Hey everybody, I'm back. It's Maggie. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. It's Friday afternoon. No guest, just me rambling on. So anyway, you know, everybody gets all kinds of emails, don't you? I mean, you're just kind of overwhelmed by all the crap you get. You can't read it all. And some people, man, they are faithful emailers, aren't they? They'll send out like 20 emails a day. And all of them are just, big, bold letters. Oh, we got to read this. You got to watch this kind of thing. And you just can't. I mean, it's impossible, even if you wanted to. You can't keep up with it all. And your mind just can't, I don't know, maybe it's just my mind, and maybe I'm not the only, or maybe I'm the only one who feels this way, or maybe I'm not. I just can't assimilate all this information. I mean, I'm on overload now, and I've been on overload for a very long time. And, I do mention this quite often, I know. I've been trying to focus on reading a lot of books from a long time ago. And I mean 50, 70 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, what I can get my hands on. And because I want to hear what people said who were alive when a lot of different things that were happening in the last century were happening. People who were paying attention and taking note of history as it was happening to them and around them, because those are the voices that I believe. I don't believe a lot of the people. I don't believe our History Channel. I don't believe all of those, all of the stuff that we've been told, because something's just fishy. There's something fishy in Denmark, as they say. And there's something real fishy. So I've mentioned this before. I'm trying to read a lot of books written by people who, they're all dead now, really. But, because I think it's critical. I think that you have to try to find those books. There's a lot of websites out there, fortunately, for the time being anyway, not for much longer, if these evil SOBs get their way. And, of course, they've gotten their way thus far. So if you were going to be a gambling man, you'd take that bet that they'll get their way all the way, because they got all the money. You know what I'm saying? They got all the power. They got the control. They got the armies. They got it all. There's just more of us than them. That's all. There aren't more of us than them. There aren't more of us who are awake. There's more of us in numbers, but most of us aren't awake. And then you have the problem of, well, who will do anything who's awake anyway? And that's a whole nother thing. I mean, I know people who've tried. I have some very dear friends, people that I've met that I highly respect, that have tried for a long, long time varying things, trying to draw attention to this, and they just, some continue to try. Others have said, well, this ain't working, and I see the handwriting on the wall, and, it's time to head for the hills, try to find another country to move to, whatever. And I certainly understand that. I really do, because it is a very overwhelming prospect, concept, and what's happening, it's quite frightening, and it's very daunting. And people are trying. We do know. I mean, the spirit of the people who are awake and tuned in and, trying to get through to those who know something's wrong. They're just not aware what's wrong. And then, of course, political correctness prevents them from really seeing all the way through. So, a lot of rows to hoe here. But anyway, I highlight a lot of emails I get because I think, this would be something good to talk about on air. That would be something good to talk about on air. So I've got a bunch of them that I've been highlighting. And, I couldn't decide where I wanted to start today. So here's one. Now, this is about Agenda 21. That's my favorite topic. Of course, what isn't related to it, really? But anyway, this is an article about, I wonder if this is the group I know who put this out. Anyway, this is 19 signs that America is being systematically transformed into a giant surveillance grid. And this is written by, this is something off of Blacklisted News. But anyway, the website I'm on is agenda21news.com. I don't know whose website it is. It doesn't really matter. New spy cameras are more accurate than modern facial recognition technology. And every few seconds, they send back data from cities and major landmarks all over the U.S. to a centralized processing center where it's analyzed. That makes me think of just last week I got an email in Canada. They wanted to outlaw being able to wear a mask at a protest. So if you decided you wanted to wear one of those V, V for Vendetta, that movie, one of those masks, which a lot of the young people put on to make a point. Well, now it's illegal in Canada. You can't do that. You can't cover your face. And then I was thinking to myself, after I read that article, what about using a lot of face paint? I know it's called makeup face paint that they would use in Hollywood and that. How about using some of those masks to just alter the width of your nose, maybe alter your eyebrows a little or exaggerate your lips so that they couldn't get the exact dimensions of your face to match it to anything. You know what I mean? Why not? Can't wear a mask? Well, how about some, dark glasses with really big rims that cover up your eye orbits and, just thinking. You know what I mean? We've got to be as smart as these SOBs are. And don't you think, too, these evil pricks that are sitting there doing this stuff with these facial recognition cameras? I know I found out a couple years ago that Lancaster, Pennsylvania, somebody had told me it's like the most highly, you know, with cameras and monitoring devices. And this was before I was tuned into UN Agenda 21, and they said, oh, there's more cameras there, and the people volunteer to watch them or something. And I thought, what the hell is the matter with these people? Who would want to sit there and watch what your fellow man is doing? It's like being a voyeur, isn't it, really? Aren't these people like voyeurs? They really are. They're sticking their nose in other people's business. I'm telling you, I just like to grab them by the scruff of the neck and just slap them. I really would. I'm not kidding. I would like to grab them by the scruff of the neck and just slap them. I'd like to slap them with a brick. That's what I'd like to use. I would like to slap these little SOBs with a brick. Yep. Of course I won't. But I'd like to. Anyway, you got to wonder about these people, though, that could just go along with the sheep. Are we in this stuff? Are we a nation of sheep? I mean, are we not a nation of sheep? When you listen to this crap, hear this crap, know this crap, see this crap going on, are we not a nation of sheep? What the hell happened to the pioneer spirit in this nation? I wonder that. I don't know. Man, has it really been bred out of us? How do you breed it out of something? I don't know. I mean, I guess they manipulate. How do you manipulate through breeding? That's what I'd like to know. How do you manipulate through breeding? Eliminating feistiness, toning things down. I think it's more socialization and I don't think it's breeding. I really don't. I don't think something's in the genes has changed. I think it's just the coercion, how we are coerced into modifying our behavior to meet the latest societal norms. That's what I think. I don't think it has anything to do with the fact that there aren't the gonads still out there shriveling up. They're there. It's just that society doesn't allow men to be men anymore, does it? No. And men, of course, have gone along because women have wanted men to go along. You know, oh, Johnny, don't be too rough. Calm down. Cool your jets. That's what it is. So I say, now here's my thought. I just had this idea. If women were to talk to their men about being brave men again, maybe that's what we need, huh? Maybe we need that kind of pillow talk. It is okay to be a man. Back in three, this is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
We welcome Chuck Baldwin back to our show. What do you see as the biggest threat to the American people at this time?
I think it is the perpetual war, which breeds an emerging police state, along with a giant surveillance society. I think that is the biggest threat to the American people today. The problem is the pastors of America are going along with this burgeoning tyranny. If the pastors of America would stand up in their pulpits and would proclaim the truth, we could turn the country around almost overnight.
Orion News Talk, news and views beyond the mainstream media.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Members of Congress say today's testimony from David Petraeus hasn't answered all of the questions about how the Obama administration came to describe the Libya attack the way it did. For one thing, Republican Congressman Peter King says if David Petraeus believed it was a terrorist attack, he didn't make that clear when he briefed House members 3 days later.
He thought all along he made it clear that there was significant terrorist involvement. And that is not my recollection of what he told us on September 14th.
King also says he wants to know who it was from outside the intelligence community who removed a reference to Al-Qaeda from the talking points prepared by the CIA. The government says Medicare premiums are going up $5 a month for 2013. That's less than expected, but it'll still eat up nearly one-fourth of the typical cost of living raise for retirees. The government's Medicare chief says the monthly premium for 2013 will be $104.90 a month. This is IRN USA Radio News.
My husband and I work a lot. We don't have much time for chores on the weekend. So last year, our neighbor Bob calls across the yard.
Hey, Linda, how about you and John coming over this afternoon for some barbecue?
I say, can't. We're cleaning gutters. Bob says,
my gutters don't clog with leaves anymore. I got a gutter brush. You should check it out.
So I went to gutterbrush.com and ordered some. John and I installed it in less than 30 minutes. It's a simple cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutters, blocking leaves and debris while water flows through. We just slid it into the gutters. No nailing or screws. Now our gutters don't clog. No extensive water damage to interior walls and ceilings, ice dams, or wet basements. We hate using dangerous ladders, but this was so simple. Gutter brush was under $300 to protect our home. It's made in the USA and comes with a lifetime warranty. Visit gutterbrush.com or call them at 888-397-9433. Use coupon code November for a 15% discount this month only. That's 888-397-9433.
This is Ken, host of the Information Nation. Join me every Sunday evening, 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central, right here on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Jeez, I had my mic off here. I thought I had it on, and I had it off. It's Maggie. It's the Unsolicited Opinion. The UnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Go there. There is a lot of good information. What? I'm here to make sure you guys are hearing me. Because I'm watching this. I'm actually now watching what's going on with board type thing, and it doesn't register that my voice is being heard, so let's hope it is. Anyway, if it isn't, well, I'll just be talking to myself, and nobody will hear me for the next hour and 30 minutes. Anyway, back to facial recognition technology. Now, that's when men were men. Now the women are men, right? Oh, I know, that's not politically correct. Gee, but did I offend somebody? I don't give a damn. Get over it. I have a right to say what I think. I really don't give a damn, quite frankly, about homosexuals. I say that all the time, but I will talk about the topic. I'm nothing against gay people. I really could care less what you do as an adult. You're entitled to do whatever you want to do. And I also mentioned this as well, but when you're in kindergarten, tell them little kids, let's show them how to have anal sex and all these things that if they were to occur in nature, nature would never create something that could not replicate itself. Just is the way it is. Hate to clue you in, kiddies. But nature would never create a total, create something that couldn't procreate. I mean, why would you? But anyway. I don't care what gay people do. I don't care about gay people. I have nothing against them. I know a lot of people who are gay. It makes no difference to me. As adults, do whatever you want to do. I don't care what you do. I know I say that. But I will still make jokes and joke around and criticize. I don't think there's any group that's beyond criticism. Though there are a lot of people that do because we're so convinced that through political correctness that there are certain groups that just can't be criticized no matter what they do. And, of course, what a better way to silence opposition to what you're doing than to tell people that, oh, if they criticize you, they must be anti-you. And, therefore, no one can talk out about what you're doing. I mean, it's novel, really. It's brilliant, 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 brilliant to claim that, oh, gee, if you don't like Barack Obama, you must be a racist or a hater, a white supremacist or a Nazi who wants to kill 6 million Jews. And of course, you're none of those things. You're opposed to his positions, and his positions are Marxist. And Karl Marx's ideology killed millions and millions and millions of people. Did it not? Oh, yes, it did. Anyway, back to the facial recognition technology. So anyway, so here we got these spy cameras down in Lancaster. Illegal now. You can't wear your mask up in Canada. So I say to these young people up in Canada who are out there and protesting, think of other ways to manipulate your appearance, even if it's putting a tiger paint on or, you know, something so that you screw with the cameras and their ability to get perfect dimensions. You know what? All you got to do is go on YouTube and watch these young girls who are marvels at putting makeup on so they look totally different than what they look like without makeup. It's incredible. It's amazing to me how shadow and light alters appearance. That's what you need to do. So if there's anybody listening to my show today from Canada, you might as well heed these words down here, too, because you know it's going to be illegal here, too. You know how this stuff goes, don't ya? Don't ya? Just all keeps rolling along the same old path to tyranny. We're on the tyranny trail. We're on that track to tyranny. So anyway, so every few seconds they send back data from cities and major landmarks all over the U.S. to a centralized processing center where evil pricks reside, where it's analyzed. They're analyzing it. The authorities believe that the world has become such a dangerous place. Yes, it is, because once the people figure out what you evil SOBs are doing, it is going to be a real dangerous place for you, will it not? Yes, indeed it will. So that's why they're doing this stuff. The only way to keep us all safe is to watch what everyone does all the time. Spy, spy, spy. Spy on your neighbor. Spy on your brother. Spy on your mother. Is your mother a freedom lover? Is she a patriot? Does she belong to the Tea Party? Is she a returning vet? Does she talk about the Constitution? She believe in the Second Amendment? The First Amendment? Oh, if she does, you better spy on her. Because she's on a list. A list. You know, it's a funny thing about those lists, too, because I have a friend who took her website down and said, oh, I just don't want to draw any attention to myself. I said, well, it's a little late for that, honey. It's a little late for that, because they already know who you are and where you live and what you think. Because they've been recording and monitoring and tracking and keeping and eavesdropping and all of that good stuff for a real long time. They've had the ability to read all your email, listen to your phone calls, monitor where you go, keep track of everything you buy. They know who you are. So, you know, it's interesting to me. The people who think, delusion is a wonderful thing. Gets people through a lot of different sticky situations in life. It really does. You know, being able to lie to yourself really does get you through a lot of stuff. So, defense mechanism. You know, there's a lot of defense mechanisms that are built into our psyche to keep us from, jumping off the Ben Franklin Bridge. Or going over Niagara Falls. And, of course, deluding oneself is one of those. And to think that you could be, look at these people who just attended a tea party anywhere. Took a ride down to D.C. thinking they were doing their patriotic duty by protesting, right? First Amendment right? Well, they're on a list. How about those veterans? Americans love to love the veterans, and I, believe me, I have much esteem for the people who put themselves in harm's way. Unfortunately, unbeknownst to them, they were being used as cannon fodder by these elitist powers that be evil pricks. And it wasn't for the betterment of mankind that they were in these different positions. But to think you can hide out and now just skate under the surface. I'll be very quiet and I'll walk with my head down. And if I walk with my head down and I don't say anything, they won't take note of me. This, of course, naivete and delusion to the nth degree. But you see, it is a defense mechanism one builds up in deluding oneself to think that, gee, they'll say, oh, well, you used to think this way, but now you've taken your website down. And all those articles that you've written and all those comments you've made after those newspaper articles and those protests that you've done and your face is in this documentary, well, we know you don't think that stuff anymore. You've removed it all from your brain. It's like there was this commercial on years ago, I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair, was a song. It actually wasn't a commercial. It was a song in a Hollywood movie from, I don't know, Bing Crosby or something. I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. Well, I'm going to wash those thoughts right out of my head. And then I'll get Big Brother to think, oh, she's telling the truth. She's one of us now. We'll keep her around. But see, the delusion is you believe that. The reality is you're wrong. Now, who would tell you that other than me and some other people in alternative media who try to tell people there ain't no place to hide, don't you get it? It's only the truth that's going to set you free. There ain't no place to hide. Back in three.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, quality services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACPN call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum three-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
If you're a property manager and need to add rental listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info added to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter tweet, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per listing per month, and you can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Property Managers. loopnorth.com. If you're a realtor and need to add listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info from your MLS data provider to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per day. You can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Realtors, loopnorth.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, it's Maggie. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion radio show here on Orion Talk Radio Network. Listen, several things. Lots of great hosts on this network from all over the world. Truly, Australia, Sweden, the UK, Ireland. I know I'm probably leaving some out, but they're coming from all over the world. Telling you the truth. Stay tuned to this network. Lots of good hosts, really. Lots of things happening here. It's really, I'm going to say up and coming, you know, because we're trying to get information out to people. So a lot of good things are happening. A lot of people are listening, and you need to let others know that Orion Talk Radio is out there. And, of course, I say this, we're not hustling gold here. Nobody's hustling gold. And there are no millionaires here, no billionaires either, for that matter. Just us cats. And we would like to get satellite going. So if you would like to donate a couple bucks, if you have it, to the network, that would be great. There is a tipping button up there on OrionTalkRadio.com. And you could also purchase Officer Jack McClam's book from his organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order. I mean, isn't this what alternative media is all about? It's about being against the New World Order. At least most of us anyway. Some are, you know, wolves in sheep's clothing. You know, they're game players. We know that, but that's beside the point. The whole idea is to be against the New World Order. Officer Jack McClam, freedom fighter for many, many years. His book, it's an excellent book. I've read it. I gave it to people. It's really worthwhile getting it. A portion of the proceeds would go back to Orion, which is a good thing, and get it out to law enforcement and military. They're the ones with the guns. I don't know how often I could say that. Well, I could say it every day. I'm on the air 5 days a week. No, I could say it every day. And I've said it ad nauseum. But it is a fact, right? And sometimes you need to have these facts just drilled in your head till you try to finally, like, clue yourself into what's going on. So, or drilling facts in your head. So anyway, back to my list of fun things happening here in these United States. The new software that will store and analyze millions of our voices. Well, mine's out there. They know what I sound like. Too bad I'm not getting paid to give my unsolicited opinion. It would be even better, I'm telling you. But, alas, 'tis not to be. Now, if I wanted to just sell you the hustle and just give you the same left-right crap that they do on the mainstream media, then I could probably get paid. But since I like to tell the truth and I like to talk about things that, you know, political correctness tells you you're not supposed to touch on, don't touch on that third rail, no, whatever you do. Well, no one's going to pay me to tell the truth. Just doesn't work that way. Anyway, they can analyze our voices. Yep, how do you like that? In a matter of seconds. And there are law enforcement authorities all over the U.S. are very eager to begin using new Russian software that will enable them to store and analyze millions of voices. Doesn't that make you feel good? VoiceGrid Nation is a system that uses advanced algorithms to match identities to voices, brought to the U.S. by Russia's Speech Recognition Technology Center. It claims to be capable of allowing police, federal agencies, and other law enforcement personnel to build up a huge database containing up to several million voices. When authorities intercept a call they've deemed Hinky, H-I-N-K-Y, Hinky, It's a hinky call, it is. The recording is entered into the Voice Grid program, which probably, in parentheses, buzzes and whirs and spits out a match. In 5 seconds, the program can scan through 10,000 voices. How do you like them apples, huh? Isn't that amazing? Amazing, amazing, amazing. It only needs 3 seconds for speech analysis. All that combined with 100 simultaneous searches and the storage capacity of 2 million samples gives SpeechPro, as the company is known in the U.S., the right to claim a 90% success rate. How do you like that? We know about the unmanned aerial drones that'll be spying on you. I was talking about that back in the summertime, one the size of a little bumblebee. So when you see that little thing buzzing around in your backyard and it just seems to be hovering overhead, well, what you do? I'm telling you now, there's a couple of things you can do. What you do, you get a badminton or a tennis racket, a badminton racket and a tennis racket. Or you get like a 2x4 that make it into the shape. Or you could get a paddle used for kayaking or something like that. But you want something. I suggest like a wooden thing because that'll really do a good job on it. You get that wooden thing, and when you see that little thing hovering over your head, you whack it to kingdom come, okay? That's what you do with that. There are 146 different models of these drones made by 69 different companies throughout the United States. Now, doesn't that make you happy? Hey, there's a little employment going on there, right? They're making tools to spy on you and me. According to an industry trade group, local law enforcement can potentially choose from about 146 different types of small UAS. I don't know what UAS is, an acronym for unmanned aerial something, I imagine, being manufactured by about 69 different companies in the U.S. Hey, a little employment there. How do you like that? Since our overseas wars are slowing down, are they really? Nah, I beg to differ. We'll be in Iran soon. And then maybe it'll be the big one, baby. Who knows, huh? Of course, maybe that's what we need to have happen. Just restart the whole planet. You know what I mean? So all that drilling and duck and cover I learned when I was a kid in the early 60s won't have been for nothing, huh? Oh, you gotta laugh. Because what are you going to do, cry? You can do that, and it does help momentarily. But then I think probably getting angry would probably be a better thing to do. And then start using your old noggin. Start using the gray matter God gave you. Because there are more of us than them. And we aren't stupid. So, anyway, get your tennis rackets, your mallets. Oh, they're already using some of these unmanned drones to spy on farmers in Nebraska and Iowa. Obama's Environmental Protection Agency is using aerial drones to spy on farmers. Surveillance came under scrutiny last week, I don't know when the date of this article is, when Nebraska's congressional delegation sent a joint letter to EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson. EPA's official dom in Region 7 responded to the letter. Don't you feel like you're in like some science fiction movie or something here with this crap? I mean, really, when you learn about this crap, don't you think about that stuff? You think, my God, am I in, where am I? I mean, some Kurt Vonnegut movie or something like that? Space Odyssey, what was it? Space Odyssey 2001? And I think that came out in like 1967. And the computer that ran everything was named HAL. HAL. Yeah. Courts, including the Supreme Court, have found similar types of fights to be legal. For example, to take aerial photographs of a chemical manufacturing facility, and the EPA would use such flights in appropriate instances to protect people in the environment from violations of the Clean Water Act. Now, that leads me to another email that somebody sent me. Let me see if I can find it, because this is a good one now. This is a good one, and this is out in San Diego. This is it. Here we go. The Citizen Snitch Program. What do you want to be when you grow up, Janie? I want to be a snitch. San Diegans could face 6 years in prison and fines of $100,000 a day for washing their car in the driveway or failing to pick up dog poop under new EPA-mandated environmental regulations related to water quality. Although residents of the city are forced to drink toxic waste in their water supply in the form of sodium fluoride, measures imposed as a consequence of the EPA's Clean Water Act would turn the most mundane of activities into a criminal offense. California's latest experiment in faith-based policymaking is being unleashed today on the San Diego public as regional water quality officials begin hearings on new regulations that seem crafted to turn most owners of a car, house, or dog into criminals within a decade or so. We wish we were exaggerating, reports the North County Times. Under the draft rules, homeowners may face 6 years in prison and fines of $100,000 a day if they are deemed serial offenders of such new crimes as allowing sprinklers to hit the pavement, washing a car in the driveway, or failing to pick up dog poop promptly from their own backyards, let alone the sidewalk. The regulations will be enforced with the aid of a 24-hour telephone snitch line, which residents of San Diego, South Orange, and Southwest Riverside counties can use to report on their neighbors for violating the new code. The new rules could even force firefighters to collect the water they use to douse burning buildings. Now, how long do you think it would have taken the Founding Fathers? Where would they be? What do you think they'd be thinking today if they realized that their descendants are allowing this crap to go on, huh? I think they would have lost it long before now. Anyway, top of the hour break's coming up. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back to the fines heading your way in a few minutes. Don't go away.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
I got Michael Murphy. What in the world are they spraying?
Weather control. These trails, these aerosols are absolute.
Radio even better.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon for the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, he's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole.
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. Lots of good information on my website, though I am negligent because I haven't put up the last couple of days' podcasts up there. I just kind of, you know, sometimes I just get tired of throwing crap up there, to be honest with you. And I just haven't felt like doing it. That's all. But if you want to hear them, they are up on OrionTalkRadio.com. All of the podcasts are up there from all the shows here on Orion Talk Radio. And there are a lot of good shows on here. So, you know, you have your pick, variety of people who talk about a variety of things. And all of the podcasts are up on the network's website. So even though I've just been remiss and not doing what I should do, you can still listen to them anyway, if you so desire. Anyway, now back to getting fined $100,000 and thrown in jail for your dog pooping in your backyard and you don't pick it up in time. Gee, it's raining. It's, I don't know. How about 20 degrees out there? Maybe 20 below. Maybe it's 20 below. Now, I know this article is from San Diego, but let's picture this in, I don't know, say Duluth, Minnesota or something like that. And it's 20 below zero. And the wind is blowing and howling. And it's January 6th. And it's 2 a.m. and your dog has to go to the bathroom and your neighbor, who's got insomnia, just can't sleep. And they're sitting there with their bifocal or where they're binoculars, and maybe they'll have some night vision goggles, too. Can you picture it? I'm sure. You know where this is rolling, don't you? With everybody spying on their brother? Yep, everybody's spying on their brother. Got an axe to grind? Just say that your neighbor's dog pooped in their backyard and they didn't get out there immediately to clean it up. Yep. The founding fathers, they wouldn't have waited this long in the game. Nope. Not at all. They would have flipped out a long time ago. Anyway, in hundreds of pages, the new regulation sets targets that measure bacteria from animal waste during dry periods at local beaches, even as they note that wide variations in bacteria occur naturally in the environment. See, now, I had mentioned a while ago, and I had a lady on my show, what the heck was her name, Kathleen Marquardt, who wrote a book, wrote an article, maybe she even wrote a book, too, I don't recall, about the fact that they want to, the whole thing, they're going to get rid of your dogs and cats. Well, they're not going to get rid of mine. I'm going to get rid of a couple of them before they're going to get rid of mine. I can tell you that much. That's how it's going to roll for me, because they're not going to take my animals. Nope. Just as simple as that. In fact, I was talking to somebody and talking about this this morning. I was talking with a friend of mine. Talking about that movie I mentioned earlier that I had watched, and I said, you know, they won't allow you to have wood to burn a fire to keep yourself warm. In fact, out in California, this article I'm referencing now, out in California, I had a guy who used to call into my show when I was over on RBN talking about how you can't burn wood. There was this wood stove, and they claimed you'd get like a $3,000 tax rebate if you bought this wood stove, but you couldn't use this wood stove on only certain days, on certain approved days. And there were very few of the approved days for you to be able to use the stove that you'd get the $3,000 rebate on. I can't remember the fellow's name, and I'm sure I might even have, if you wanted to Google something like that on my show, search my site, you may be able to find it. I don't know. I'm not that sophisticated when it comes to putting the right tag words in and that stuff to search topics and have them come up. I'm just not that good at that stuff. But anyway, you can't burn wood on certain days out in California. So I was telling that to my friend this morning. He said, well, I'm going to be burning wood. I'm burning it. Yeah. American people, you better get a clue and get it soon, okay? I don't know what to say. I've been talking about this crap ad nauseum for a couple of years now. And, of course, my battle was before that was against illegal immigration, not because I'm a racist or a hater or any of that other crap, any of those other labels. I just think that if you want to have a nation of laws and you want to not have anarchy, then you have to have laws enforced, right? And when they weren't enforcing the laws, I thought, wait a second, Vern, something's not right with this picture. Well, of course, now we know why they never enforce the laws. But I've been talking for a very long time, very long time. And, I mean, I understand why people say, well, I'll take my website down and I'll just kind of hide out, each man for himself kind of thing. Because I know people who've left the country, left the area where they grew up, moved to the hills, the whole nine yards. See, I'm just of the mindset, now maybe I'm just this dumb Mick and I don't know any better, but I'm of the mindset that there is no place to hide and that they already know who you are and how you think. I mean, look at the silliness associated with putting people on lists because you belong to a Tea Party. You're a returning vet. Come on. Hello, America. Anyway, this stuff that I'm reading to you from this paper in San Diego, well, it's really going to happen all over the country. So it doesn't matter that this is California. You've got to remember that, that this makes no difference that I'm talking about something specific to California. This particular article pertains to a one specific location because the same stuff is going on all over the country. It's just nobody wrote an article about it yet. That's all. So write an article about it. Wherever you are, pick some of the crap out locally. Throw it up there. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell people to do. So I just keep talking. That's all. I just keep talking and hope maybe somebody will be listening. Anyway, let's see. High-tech government scanners that can secretly scan you from 164 feet away. There you go. Can scan your body, your clothes, and your luggage from 164 feet away. Ain't that nice? The DNA of newborn babies all over the U.S. is systematically collected. Twitter is being used to monitor you. Well, we knew that. Of course, same with Facebook. We know that, too. Same with your cell phone and the GPS in your car and your home phone and your computer and your email and your credit card purchases. Your cell phone is spying on you. We know that. And it's constantly making a record of everything that you do with it. Here you go. There you go. There you go. Let's see. Students are increasingly being tracked by RFID microchips. Now, we know that, right? And these nitwit parents think it's a good thing. Oh, we're so, so dumb. Aren't we, though? Isn't it just a tragedy, really? It's like some Shakespearean play. Really is. It's a tragedy. It's a Greek tragedy. We're living it, though. That's the most bizarre thing, isn't it, though? Because, I mean, other people, when you think about it, because we have the technologies and we know the past. You know, it's been written down for us. We know it. It's not an oral history we're relying on. So we know what's coming. See, a lot of people way back when, I mean, did the Romans know what was coming? The Greeks? You know what I mean? We do. Spy cams in hospitals to monitor hand washing. I worked in a facility once, and they wanted you to wear this little device. It was a GPS tracking device, and it would track your location on the entire floor. When you went into all the different rooms, you went in to get a towel, you went into a bathroom, you went into a patient's room, everywhere you were, and how long you were everywhere you were was tracked. And I just refused to wear it. I wasn't going to wear that. I just left it at the desk. They could piss off if they wanted to find me. All they needed to do was call over the loudspeaker for the floor. You know what I mean? That wasn't going to work for me, and that was about 10 years ago. Who would have thought about it? You know what I mean? This is the bigger thing because we just don't. I mean, I thought that, well, I'm not going along with this crap. But we just seem to think it's just this American delusion we have that we're Americans and it won't happen here. It's America. It ain't America anymore. Back in three.
Imagine a world with natural clouds, clean air, clean water, and natural food. Why in the world are they spraying? If you love your family, if you love your children, if you love our planet, it's time to get involved. In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why has our weather been changing? Are the long white lines in the sky changing our weather? Could there be a monetary and political agenda behind these damaging programs? Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Are you a frequent flyer business traveler? Are you tired of paying exorbitant ticket prices to fly business or first class? Well, now you don't have to. Visit flyfirstclass.com to find out how you can travel in style and comfort to hundreds of locations around the world while saving 40 to 70% on your airfare. FlyFirstClass.com has been serving corporate and leisure travelers the world over since 1998. They are a professional company, providing professionals with first-class service and total reliability. How about flying from Miami to Paris, round trip per person, business class from $3,300, or first class from $4,600? Or a flight from the 48 states, Canada, or Alaska to South America, business class starting at $3,300, or first class starting at $4,600. Make no mistake, these are flights on major commercial airlines. So before you book your next flight, log on to flyfirstclass.com and see how much money you can save. That website is flyfirstclass.com, flyfirstclass.com.
Flawless science believes you deserve the right to have a long and healthy life. You deserve to have toxin-free air and water and foods rich in minerals and nutrients. Factory farming, genetically modified foods, and thousands of environmental contaminants are polluting our world and stripping your right to healthy life away from you. FlawlessScience.com helps you regain these rights. FlawlessScience.com makes natural products and provides the best nutraceutical products to enhance your quality of life, your state of health, and well-being. So whether you're struggling with obesity, diabetes, hypertension, memory loss, allergies, high cholesterol, neuropathy, or to spice things up in the bedroom, FlawlessScience.com is here to help you. FlawlessScience.com ships quickly worldwide in discreet packaging and will never sell your information to anyone for any reason. For all your wellness, weight control, extreme muscle building, and nutraceutical needs, visit FlawlessScience.com today.
Hi, everybody. I'm back. It's Maggie. This is the Unsolicited Opinion radio show here on Orion Talk Radio Network. I suggest Officer Jack McClam's book. Get it? A couple of bucks will go back to the network. And I suggest you get it into the hands of law enforcement and military. Operation Vampire Killer 2012 information is on my website on how to purchase it. All you got to do is go to the main page, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There's a scrolling little thing going across and look at those pages that are scrolling across at the top, and one of them links to information on how to purchase Officer Jack McClam's book from his organization entitled Police and Military Against the New World Order. Good idea. Good Christmas present. There you go. Right? Spyware that monitors the behavior of government workers. When the FDA started spying on a group of agency scientists, it installed monitoring software on their laptop computers to capture their communications. The software, sold by SpectreSoft of Vero Beach, Florida, could do more than vacuum up the scientists' emails as they complained to lawmakers and others about medical devices that they thought were dangerous. It could be programmed to intercept a tweet or Facebook post. How do you like them apples, kiddies? It could snap screenshots of their computers. It could even track an employee's keystrokes, retrieve files from hard drives, or search for keywords. Don't you just love it? The NSA warrantless surveillance programs virtually every single electronic communication in the world, including all phone calls, all faxes, and all emails, is intercepted and recorded by an international surveillance network run by the NSA and several other large international intelligence agencies. For a long time, this was an open secret that everyone kind of knew about, but that nobody ever did anything about. Fortunately, the Electronic Frontier Foundation is now fighting back, and they have three former NSA employees on their side. Three whistleblowers, all former NSA employees, have come forward to give evidence in the EFF lawsuit against the government's illegal mass surveillance program, JUUL v. NSA. There you go. For years, government lawyers had been arguing that our case is too secret for the courts to consider. How do you like them apples, huh? All you people out there who still think that, oh boy, well, I've got my rights. Indeed, we do. But no one cares, do they? No, they don't. They don't care. Doesn't matter to them. Does not matter. Nope. Does not matter. According to one of the whistleblowers, the NSA has a capability to do individualized searches, similar to Google, for a particular electronic communications in real time through such criteria as target addresses, locations, countries, and phone numbers, as well as watch listed names, keywords, and phrases in an email. Ooh, baby, do you think everybody who's on alternative media is on a watch list? Huh? Along with all the other people? Think if you're breathing, you're on a watch list? I'd say you probably are. Pre-crime surveillance technologies. Pre-crime, huh? Minority Report, anyone? You thought it was just something for science fiction movies? Unfortunately, no longer. A company known as BRS Labs has developed pre-crime surveillance cameras that they claim can identify potential terrorists and criminals even before they strike. Yes, this sounds like a bunch of nonsense, but some law enforcement authorities are taking this quite seriously. In fact, dozens of the pre-crime surveillance cameras are being put up at major transportation hubs all over San Francisco. Yep, including buses, trams, and subways. They'll put them up in 12 stations with up to 22 cameras in each, bringing the total to 288. They'll be able to track up to 150 people at a time in real time and will gradually build up a memory of suspicious behavior to work out what is suspicious. The government is suspicious. Mobile backscatter vans. Do you think that you can get away from the TSA scanners by simply refusing to fly and by avoiding all U.S. airports? Don't be so sure. In fact, law enforcement authorities all over the country will soon be driving around in unmarked vans looking inside your cars and even under your clothes using the same backscatter technology currently being used by the TSA at U.S. airports. How do you like that stuff, huh? The amazing radioactive genital viewer now seen in airports around America, ionizing the private parts of children, the elderly, and you. These porno scanner wagons will look like regular anonymous fans and will cruise America's streets indiscriminately peering through the cars. And you thought you had a right to against unlawful search and seizure, right? Guess not. Don't worry, it's not a violation of privacy. As AS&E, that's the company American Science and Engineering, Vice President of Marketing Joe Rice says, from a privacy standpoint, I'm hard-pressed to see what the concern or objection could be. Yeah, right, Joe Rice. Automated license plate readers, there you go. 250 cameras in D.C. and its suburbs scan license plates in real time, helping police pinpoint stolen cars and fleeing killers. Ooh, baby, them fleeing killers. Data mining. Private companies are almost always eager to invade your privacy, more eager to invade your privacy than the government is. Yeah, it's an amazing thing, isn't it? Hard to imagine what your neighbor's up to. There's a whole bunch of very large corporations that are making a fortune by gathering every shred of information about you they possibly can and selling that information for profit. It's called data mining. Yep. It started in 1969. As an outfit called Demographics, using phone books and other notably low-tech tools, as well as one computer to amass information on voters and consumers for direct marketing. Almost 40 years later, Axiom has detailed entries for more than 190 million people and 126 million households in the U.S. and about 500 million active consumers worldwide. More than 23,000 servers in Conway, just north of Little Rock, Arkansas, collect and analyze more than 50 trillion, with a T, data transactions a year. The growing use of facial recognition technology, rapid DNA testing, how do you like that, huh? It's been the FBI dream for years to do near-instant DNA analysis using mobile equipment in the field, and now rapid DNA gear is finally here. The FBI's next-generation identification system, the FBI is spending $1 billion to develop this next-generation identification system that will combine the most advanced biometric identification technologies to create a database superior to anything that law enforcement in the U.S. has ever had. It's It's a nationwide database of mugshots, iris scans, DNA records, voice samples, and other biometrics that will help the FBI identify and catch criminals. You're a criminal, you know. But it is how this biometric data is captured through a nationwide network of cameras and photo databases that is raising the eyebrows of privacy advocates. Until now, the FBI relied on IAFIS, a national fingerprint database that has long been due an overhaul. Over the last few months, the FBI has been pilot testing a facial recognition system. La-di-da. The New York Police Department's domain awareness system. Local law enforcement agencies around the country are also spending big bucks to upgrade their surveillance capabilities. The new domain awareness system that the NYPD just put in was described in a recent article by Neil Ungerleiter. The New York Police Department is embracing online surveillance in a wide-eyed way. Representatives from Microsoft and the NYPD, oh, we do love Microsoft, don't we? The launch of their new data, their new domain awareness system at a Lower Manhattan press conference today. I hear the cue music back in three, and we'll continue with the domain awareness system. See you in three.
Alternative Radio. We are OrionTalkRadio.com.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Today I have a special treat for you guys. Going to be interviewing Jim Mars coming up.
You go to the picture show, and you see ads for the U.S. Air Force, and they're saying, hey, come fly our Global Hawk pilotless aircraft. You know, you sit the computer there in Arizona, and you can bomb a village in Afghanistan. Now it's accepted. Everybody knows we have this technology, but nobody seems to go back and say, wow, maybe they used that technology on 9/11. Capture those airplanes and fly them where they wanted them. I think they go by the old adage that you can fool some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, but if you got control over the media, you can kind of fool all the people all the time. But listen to what I'm saying. Go research it for yourself like Papa has, and then you'll find out what's true and what's not.
Orion News Talk. News and views beyond the mainstream media.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. President Obama is pushing a new national retirement system.
Feeling like the beginning of the debate over health care, the Treasury and Labor Departments recently held a hearing on the Obama administration's effort to nationalize the nation's pension system. The National Senior Council is warning. The NSC says the administration's goal is to eliminate private retirement accounts, like IRAs and 401k plans. More government regulation over private retirement accounts was advocated by a representative of the AFL-CIO at the Labor Department. Meeting in its main auditorium, where a line of left-wing activists were featured, and which was monitored by the National Senior Council.
The Florida socialite who traded flirtatious emails with the top commander in Afghanistan also sent numerous emails to the mayor of Tampa, including one begging him to shoo away news reporters camped outside her waterfront mansion. Jill Kelly has been tied to the scandal that prompted the resignation of retired General David Petraeus as CIA director. This is IRN USA Radio News.
My husband and I work a lot. We don't have much time for chores on the weekend. So last year, our neighbor Bob calls across the yard.
Hey, Linda, how about you and John coming over this afternoon for some barbecue?
I say, can't. We're cleaning gutters. Bob says,
my gutters don't clog with leaves anymore. I got a gutter brush. You should check it out.
So I went to gutterbrush.com and ordered some. John and I installed it in less than 30 minutes. It's a simple cylinder-shaped brush that fills your gutters, blocking leaves and debris while water flows through. We just slid it into the gutters. No nailing or screws. Now our gutters don't clog. No expensive water damage to interior walls and ceilings, ice dams, or wet basements. We hate using dangerous ladders, but this was so simple. Gutter Brush was under $300 to protect our home. It's made in the USA and comes with a lifetime warranty. Visit gutterbrush.com or call them at 888-397-9433. Use coupon code November for a 15% discount this month only. That's 888-397-9433.
Join me, Joe Joseph, for Freedom Link Radio, Tuesday and Thursday evenings from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware.
You know what? All this time I've been talking, thank you, and somebody just told me I had my microphone off. Yep, I've been shutting it off when I go to break and spit habit, because I've been talking to you and telling you all this profound stuff and nobody heard a damn word I was saying. Anyway, I will go back to where I left off. I was telling you about the domain awareness system in New York City. They'll have the ability to have thousands, monitor thousands of those closed caption TVs, I guess CCTV cameras all around, five boroughs, scan license plates, check to see what kind of radiation cars are emitting and extrapolate info on criminal and terrorist suspects from dozens of criminal databases all in real time. Next thing is Trapwire. That's how each person, this, you are being watched. The government has a secret system, a machine that spies on you every hour of every day. That's how each episode of Person of Interest begins on, I guess it's a CBS show. I've never watched it. I never heard of it, but this article goes on to say most Americans that have watched that show just assume that such a surveillance network is completely fictional and that the government would never do anything like that, would they? No, they never would. Reportedly, these new spy cameras are more accurate than modern facial recognition technology, and every few seconds they send back data from cities and major landmarks all over the U.S. So next time you're out at Mount Rushmore, just remember, they're watching you. Stuff's amazing, isn't it? It really is amazing. So what are we going to do? And the final chapters on the book called America. We're in the final chapter, not chapters. This is the final chapter, I'd say, huh? But the last sentence has yet to be written. Who's going to write it? Who will write the last sentence on America? Us or them? Somebody's got to decide. All you terrorists out there, all you suspicious people, all you people on a list, which is everyone. And of course, a lot of people think, oh, that's not me. And I beg to differ. Because all you need to do is piss off somebody for who knows what reason. Who was it said? Power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So that's where we're headed, kids. And it ain't a pretty sight. It really isn't. So I would like to know who's going to write the last sentence on this book called America. We're in the last chapter. I would have to say we are probably in the last page or two. Some people might say it's the last paragraph. Maybe we are in the last paragraph on this book called America. I don't know. I don't know. That remains to be seen. But every day they get stronger and every day we become weaker. We aren't gaining in strength. We are becoming weaker. just is how it is. It absolutely just is how it is. Now, I'm going to go into another little topic here. Now, I know yesterday I had the two fellows on that have the World Needs Rebels radio show here on Orion yesterday, and we were talking about Ireland caved, and they voted to allow this UN so-called rights of the child. That when Sean was on with me, Sean Surplus, last Friday, we were talking about that, and we played that clip from that Byzantine priest who was trying to plead with the world to don't kill your children and yourself. Stand together against these evil people who seek to destroy your family. It's incredible, isn't it? It really, I mean, after a while, you just can't believe this stuff. That's why you get on overload. You get on overload because this is true. What I'm telling you is true. I don't bring on people on my show to lie to you. I'm not lying to you. What I tell you is things that I've researched, things that people have researched. This is right out there. These people, the hosts aren't lying to you. They're telling you what they know at that point in time from their research and the people that they bring on. We're not making this crap up. I wish we were. It would be so much better if we were, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be better if this was just all fiction? It really would. It really, really would. Now, here's something I am going to read to you. This was written by Lou Rockwell. Well, no, it wasn't, but it was up on his website. It's called Football, the Modern 2 Minutes Hate. And I've got a minute or two before we hit the break, so I'm going to start it because I'm not going to be able to complete it before then. Strong passions have to be released somehow, else they might erupt in unpredictable ways. The state understands this and desires that strong passions be released in a harmless to the state way. Enter the modern near universal obsession, in particular the male obsession with football and organized mass spectacle sports generally. These things are the actualization of the fictional 2 Minutes Hate in Orwell's 1984, a means by which the passions, the frustrations, and anger of men in particular are diverted and dissipated in order that they aren't directed at anything actually important, such as the ever-increasing control exercised over men by the state. The stifling of independent action, the punishment of deviation from any official orthodoxy, and most of all, the relentless suppression of independent judgment and self-reliance. The systematic thwarting, simply put, of a normal man's inclination to be a man. The average man has virtually no real control over his life in modern America. I'm going to end there because we're going to hit a break, and I'll take this up. I should be able to blow through this article before the end of the show. We've got some time. Be back in three. Don't go away.
If you're a property manager and need to add rental listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info added to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter tweet, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per listing per month, and you can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Property Managers. loopnorth.com. If you're a realtor and need to add listings to an existing website without any effort, Loop North Listings can get info from your MLS data provider to your site with just one step added to any HTML page. Visitors to your site can search and display your listings and photos, see a listing on a map, sign up for free updates, see your most recent Twitter, and request a showing. The cost? Just $2 per day. You can cancel at any time. Learn more at loopnorth.com. Click on the link, Info Services for Realtors, loopnorth.com.
Imagine a world with natural clouds, clean air, clean water, and natural food. Why in the world are they spraying? If you love your family, if you love your children,
If you love our planet, it's time to get involved. In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why has our weather been changing? Are the long white lines in the sky changing our weather? Could there be a monetary and political agenda behind these damaging programs? Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, I'm back. It's Maggie. You're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I'm going to continue on with this article that I started to read to you. The average man has virtually no real control over his life in modern America. He must submit and obey at every turn from the moment he awakes to the moment he lays his head down on the pillow at night. He must never raise his voice at work or in public. He must avoid confrontation at all costs. This lesson, in particular, is really being hammered home to today's boys, who are told in no uncertain terms by the authorities that they cannot even defend themselves when attacked by a bully. And the boys' fathers are told they must teach them to accept this. He must stew in silent, impotent fury as a cop half his age lectures him about buckling up for safety in front of his kids. Or as he submits to having his wife and kids fondled by useless eater and probably pedophilic blue-shirted poltroons at the airport. He must put up with being told what to do, and even worse, what not to do, by smarmy little busybodies, stretch pants wearing frows. From the PTA to the DMV to the Homeowners Association, he is hectored and hemmed in at every turn. He probably can't even paint his own damn house without first begging permission from the local Gertrude Schultz Klink. And if he doesn't beg permission first, the old bag will just make a call. A lien or some other encumbrance will be put on his place. Or the thug scrum will come. So he surrenders, he submits and obeys. He does what he is told, and along the way he becomes something less than a man. At some gut level, he knows it too. He feels emasculated because he has been emasculated. And the rage boils within him silently, helplessly. But release awaits. He can click on the TV and feel temporarily empowered. He can bask in the reflected glory of his team. He imagines himself to be a part of the spectacle, a member of the community of men once more. If we win, he feels proud and strong. He will literally puff out his chest and strut. He feels as though something has been accomplished by him personally. Because a team of paid entertainers won a game, a child's contest. On the other hand, if we lose, he is dejected, sometimes for days on end. He feels like a failure, and he is angry, but in a way utterly harmless to the state. He sees, he yells, he shakes his fist at the enemy team on the screen, never at the true enemy. Finally, at last, we win, hooray. He bellows like a Cape Buffalo because His team has made the playoffs. Go team! He swells with secondhand pride, pathetically displaying the flag of his team on his vehicles, and even sometimes to the extent of having an actual flagpole erected on his lawn. He wears the colors, he buys the merchandise, his ups and downs coincide with the fortunes of his team. His social interactions revolve around the doings of his team. Hey, did you watch the game last night? What's the score? How about those? Insert here. Instead of discussing the things that matter, which actually affect his life, he talks about the game endlessly. So do other X-Men. He and they know virtually nothing about the events of the day, much less of history, or of what the patterns of history suggest as regards the likely events of tomorrow. But he knows all about the current NFC rankings. He tracks the doings of his fantasy team, agonizing over his picks and the possible picks made by the X-Men he plays against. He knows, often down to the most exacting and minute detail, the statistics of his team or favorite athlete. Such things are matters of urgent and turgid importance to him. Nothing else matters. Indeed, he has time for nothing else. The game, the games, take up most of his free time, in addition to the hard drive space in his brain. He is marinated in jock juice. An ironic thing, because more often than not, he is himself in terrible physical shape, overweight, hypertensive. But he is a fan, truly, in the actual derivation of that word. Of course, he is fanatic about something utterly irrelevant. What is precisely exactly what is desired? It has been said that religion is the opiate of the masses, but religions center on values and so upon philosophy. In other words, on things that matter. The game does not matter. Football worship is ingenious. All the natural healthy emotions, including anger, are stifled, then adroitly redirected. Instead of being furious about having to submit to random searches by an increasingly tyrannical state, the gelded, stoop-shouldered creature sitting in front of his TV is apoplectic that we weren't able to go the extra few inches on 3rd and 3. That idiot coach called the wrong play. That quarterback is worthless. It is never. These politicians are worthless. The jack sniffers are too addled by the fumes emanating from the underthings of their favorite he-crush to think such thoughts, or to even have time for such thoughts. They live in a happy, soporific bubble, a thaw community, and ersatz masculinity. What's the NDAA? The government is flying drones over American airspace? People are being placed on domestic extremist watch lists because they have Ron Paul stickers on their vehicles or have expressed constitutional sentiments? Boring. Cue Homer Simpson. The game is on. Throw it in the woods. Well, you know, if you'd like to read that article yourself, it's called Football, the Modern 2 Minutes Hate. And you'll find it on Lou Rockwell's website, lourockwell.com. That really kind of does sum up what's happened. And I wish there was a way to undo it. And I don't know if there is. But I'm thinking, you know, because I'm always trying to come up with a plan here. You know what I mean? I'm like thinking. Thinking all the time. And the only thing I can think of thus far, one of the things that I've come up with, but one that might counter this, is a little pillow talk from the mates of these emasculated men. I don't know if it'll come from somewhere else. I don't think so, because we are in the last paragraph of this book called America. So I think it's going to have to be an inspiration from the opposite sex. I really do. I'm not sure what else. And I've got my thinking cap on 24/7, I'm telling you. I try to think of ways to counter what it is these evil SOBs, these evil bastards have put together here. And I know the truth is the only thing that's going to set us free. I think it's time to do a lot of praying, too. For those of you who don't, just pretend you do and do it anyway, okay? You don't need to believe, just pretend. Even if you don't, because I'm telling you, the future does not look bright here. It really doesn't. It really does not. So, pillow talk, prayer. Hey, two P's, how do you like that? What should we come up with? A perseverance for a third P? I don't know. Maybe today is P day. I don't know. Today is the letter P. Got to do something. Because time is drawing nigh. It really is. Yep. There is no doubt about that. Because, you know, let me tell you something about UN Agenda 21. They have different timelines they're following. They've got 2020 is a very important timeline for them. So is 2035, and so is 2050. Now, I'm 55 years old. I'll be 56 in a couple of months. So, you know, I'm not going to be around here in 2050. And who knows about 2035? Who knows? Maybe not even tomorrow. You never know. But the point is that they don't set these dates. They don't have these this 2020 for no reason. But I tell you what the game plan is for 2050, that there will be no carbon footprint, period. Zero carbon emissions. Now, you've got to just do a little thinking. Put your little thinking cap on. Go on. Google what stuff is carbon. Everything's made of carbon. Pretty hard to get around carbon. But what life will be like if the goal for you, not them, remember this, it's only for us serfs here, never for them, never for them. A zero carbon emissions lifestyle. I'm going to say it's caveman time. Truly. Caveman time. So think about that as you watch football. And I know there's probably football on tonight. There's what, football on three or four nights a week now? Or any other sport. Insert any sport, any team. It really doesn't make much difference. Beyond the rain. But you got the point of that article. Anyway, have a wonderful weekend. Take care, everybody. Brian Brooks is up next. The Sound of Freedom. Don't lose heart. Sun's going to come up tomorrow. Let's go to Oz because it is a wonderful place to be. Take care.